Welcome back to Who Watches Us, the movie podcast where we watch the movies, but who bloody watches us?
Who watches us?
That's right. I'm your host, Brendan, joined by my brother, Alex.
Hello.
Alex, how are you doing today? How are you feeling?
I'm all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Been better?
It's been better, I guess. It's been an all right week so far.
Yeah?
Just okay. Working and lazing and being sore and yeah really okay. Haven't done a whole lot.
I've had a fucking busy week.
Yeah big prezzo.
I'm coming for that. I'm coming for those pull-ups.
Oh,
don't you think I forgot
any? I was thinking about it like today.
I've been training every day.
It's all right. You need a little bit of catch up.
Yeah, I can't even do one.
Have you actually been training every day?
Yeah.
What have you been training every day on?
I have like a pull-up bar at home.
Oh. Well, should we establish what kind of pull-up we're doing? Are we doing like a wide grip pull-up? Or are we doing like a chin-up?
I'm doing like a chin-up at the
okay,
moment.
Yeah.
And okay. I can work my way to like a wide grip.
Yeah. If you could do 3 wide grip pull-ups, I'll be fucking impressed.
All right. I aim to impress, then.
I don't even know how many wide grip pull-ups I can do. They're hard. They're so much harder.
Yeah. All right. What did we just bloody watch?
I wish we didn't watch it, but we watched Daddy's Home 2.
It was your pick.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know who the fuck picked this movie, but they really did us dirty, whoever picked this movie.
Yeah, this movie really fell off from the last one, which was mid at best.
Yeah. I for once I have the rating in my head from the get go for the movie. I'm not just making it up at the end. I know exactly what rating I'm gonna give this. Let me tell you, it's not good.
It's a stinker, dude.
It's a real stinker.
I felt like I was being, like, too harsh.
I feel like I was being fucking tortured.
No, when I was, like, when I was thinking about my rating, I was like, is this too harsh?
I don't think mine's too harsh. At the end, I was just done.
Oh, yeah, dude. I was so checked out.
I was checked out, but I was still watching it. Honestly, I was just getting angry. I was just getting mad.
They're just stealing precious minutes from your life.
Well, you know what? I can't even complain because I watched The Intern the other day, and that was a bigger waste of time. That was a bigger waste of time than this movie.
Did I tell
say.
You about that movie?
I didn't think so, but
is that the
I
one
watched
with
it.
Freaking Robert De Niro?
Yes, maybe you did tell me about that movie.
Yeah, because I watched it for the first time like maybe like a month or so ago.
What a fucking shit movie.
Honestly, I thought this one was worse.
Really? I guess.
I thought The Intern had some redeeming qualities, but I also kind of ragged on that movie in my head.
I feel maybe I'm being a bit too harsh on the fucking intern, but dude, it wasn't good. If anything, they're like the same. Maybe intern slightly higher because I don't know. I like Robert De Niro.
Yeah,
and like, he was a sweet old man, and that was the only redeeming quality of that movie.
The thing is, like every now and then in The Intern, it's so funny we're talking about. We're talking about a movie that we did not watch.
Not even talking about the right movie.
Alright, let's just say spoiler warning here for
spoiler warning for the
intern.
And definitely Daddy's Home.
Definitely Daddy's Home 2. Maybe The Intern. But there were times in The Intern where, like, I sort of cared about what was going on. Like, I wanted the main character to, like, succeed and have, like, a good time. This movie, I just could not give a shit about any of the characters. Like, I just want, like, from almost from when it started, I wanted it to end.
Yeah, before we even started watching this movie, I'm like, oh, fuck. We've got to watch Daddy's Home 2. I'm like, I don't fucking want to watch that movie.
We just watched the same movie like 2 weeks ago, really. But this one was just worse.
Literally, because there's the same things happening. There's obviously callbacks to the first movie, but it just follows the first movie like exactly.
Yep.
It's the same movie, but somehow, maybe because
it's just a Christmas version of the previous movie. Like,
yeah.
And hot take. I don't like Christmas movies.
I like Elf.
I like Elf.
I'm not a big fan of Christmas movies.
Yeah, I really don't like them. I don't really...
I don't watch them, to be honest.
Neither.
The ones I have seen are like all the kind of same.
Yeah, most of them.
It's usually single woman goes to somewhere and finds love interest. Things get complicated. After a good time, and then they fall out, and then they fall in love again, and that's usually the end of the Christmas movie. Or it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger in the, what's that movie called? The one where he gets the action man or something.
I don't know.
I turned that one off. I got bored.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That movie was like, it wasn't bad, but I just got bored.
Yeah, they don't interest me. I like Christmas. I just don't like Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas
movies.
Is alright.
I think they're boring.
I fucking hate setting up Christmas trees. But that's off topic.
Okay.
I hate setting up the Christmas tree. It's the worst part of Christmas.
I'm not the biggest fan either. I think it's a huge slog, and I'm not particularly proud of what the tree looks like when I'm done either.
Yeah. I don't know. I just remember I was like forced to help put the Christmas tree up, and I didn't want to.
Yeah.
So it's just ruined.
We had the same upbringing, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just ruined Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas is ruined for the rest of my life because you made me put up the tree like once.
Yeah, sorry, Mum.
Anyways, let's talk about the fucking movie.
Yeah. We're like 10 minutes in, let's talk about the movie. I think we did this last week as well. We just didn't want to talk about the movie.
That's okay because it's alright.
Yeah.
Because this is our podcast and we can talk about whatever we want.
Yeah. So we watched Daddy's Home 2. This movie came out in 2017, 2 years after the previous one. Directed by, I think it's the same guy, Sean Anders. And written by the same people, I think. Sean Anders, John Morris, Brian Burns. And it's starring Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg. I can actually say it right this time. I think I flubbed it last time. And we've got bloody Mel Gibson and John Lithgow, I think it is. Or Lithgow? Lithgow? I don't know.
I think it's Lithgow.
Yeah, we can just say Lithgow.
I think it's Lithgow.
Linda Cardellini as well. And we got the bloody John Cena.
Oh, yeah, John Cena's in this movie.
Yeah, he makes an appearance. There's a lot of...
He makes an appearance.
A lot more characters.
There is a lot of characters.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Holy shit. So, this is almost 10 years. Whoa, dude.
Really? Oh, man.
It was 8 years ago, yeah.
8 years ago.
That's kind of wild.
That is wild, absolutely wild, that 2017 was almost a decade ago.
Yeah. Different times.
That makes me sad and also scared. Yeah. Anyways, so yes. Brett, we open up and Brett and Dusty are having a co-parent.
Well, before we start talking about the plot.
Oh.
All right. Let's hang on, okay? I'm steering this one, mate.
Sorry.
So, would you recommend listeners watch this movie?
No.
Me either.
If you've seen the first one, you don't need to watch this one.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen the first one or this one, Don't watch
them. Don't watch them. Save your... save hours of your life.
Do something more worth your time.
Watch Elf instead.
Elf is a great movie. You know, I watched Elf for the first time last year.
Yeah. I'm just going to ignore what you're saying right now because I've got this thought. But if you want to watch a better version of these movies, watch The Other Guys instead of Daddy's Home 1 and watch Elf instead of Daddy's Home 2. I just saved like hours of your life and those movies are like way better. So anyway, you watched Elf for the first time how long ago?
Like a couple months ago, around Christmas last year.
That's kind of crazy.
Feels weird to call it last year. It was like less than a month ago, but...
Yeah.
yeah.
We're dating this episode, I guess.
Yeah.
Oops. Oopsie.
Oopsie. yeah. Fuck this movie.
Yeah. This movie hurt me.
Yeah, this is painful to get through.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, don't watch the movie. Unless you just, you know, you're a bit of a masochist and you want to feel the same pain that we did. But it's safe to say you did not like the movie.
No.
Yep.
I actually, sorry, a bit of a spoiler for my notes, but I wrote in towards the end of my notes in full capitals scribbled like a fucking schizophrenic, I fucking hate this movie. Because I was just so done. And I just need to vent my frustration somewhere.
I have a couple of notes like that as well. But yeah, let's just get into it. Let's just get
in the bloody nitty gritty. You
know? Let's get this over with.
Please.
My first note, we are so back. Then, park montage. We've got like a daddy's home park montage. All the characters you loved from the first movie, they're all hanging out at the park, having a good time, being good daddies and children. And Brad and Dusty, are best buds. They are tight.
They're co-daddies.
Yeah. And as well as like this park montage, there's a bit of like a split custody montage, like a lot of dropping off the kids here, picking them up there. Best buds, and then we
close at this house, close at that house.
What?
Close at this house and no close at that house, you know.
Yeah, just accidentally, like kids leave their stuff at someone's house and they're like, where did these go? And it's like, why do we have so many of these at the other house?
Yeah, that kind of thing, you know.
Yeah, and we're back at the school as well. We're doing the pickups and the drop-offs. And Dusty is, he's policing the cones. He's the cone cop.
He's the cone daddy.
He is.
And guess what?
What?
Bloody Brad, sweetheart, dropping the kids off, brings him a hot chockey.
Ooh, okay.
They're best buds. It's solidified. They're best buddies.
They do Taekwondo together.
They do. And Dusty dad's pretty hard now. Like, he's had a real turnaround from the first movie where he's a shit cunt, but he's a pretty good dad now.
Yeah. Yeah, redemption arc.
Redemption arc for sure.
Yeah. Sarah's a bit of a jealous mummy.
She's jealous of Dusty's nude.
I never caught her name.
Yeah,
this sort of like subplot is just like just sprinkled in there every now and then. It really takes a back seat, and I don't think Sarah gets a lot of love in this movie.
No, it's not called Mummy's Home, it's called Daddy's Home.
That's true.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Step aside, Sarah.
I'm just going to run through my notes, man, because I've got some blanks in here. But you know that's not good because I've got some blanks in here.
What? Yeah, that's not good because I've got some blanks in here. But that's the next thing I have. Yeah, they're at the holiday pageant, aka Christmas carols, aka Christmas concert.
Yeah, and then they're up there, and what's Megan doing up there?
She has her shirt tied in a little knot, like you know when you're a little kid and you tie your shirt like a bra because it's funny.
You give yourself like she a has, crop top.
Yeah. She's done that, but not really. But kind of. It's like a, you just see the midriff, which is,
yeah.
She's done that for some reason.
She's copying Adriana.
Ah, that's right. Yeah, Adriana and her child have having like a negative influence on Megan.
Adriana is the child.
Oh, that's right. yes, that one has a she is a bad influence on Megan.
Yeah, but then Megan she like trauma dumps onto the crowd. Like she has like a little monologue. Like
yeah, she just puts Christmas. Them on blast.
Yeah, and she's talking about how she's got her daddy issues because dad wasn't there in the first Christmases, and the new guy showed up and he tried too hard, and now they have two Christmases, and she would prefer it if she just had one like every other kid, which is fine. Maybe not the place to do it, but, you know.
What the fuck is this kid complaining about? You had double presents.
Yeah, I didn't get that as well. I wrote too many Christmases.
Sounds like a child's... freaking dream.
Yeah, what the hell?
And I then like Christmas because I get too many presents.
Yeah.
Shut up, idiot.
Sorry. Privileged as well. Like both of those homes are like really nice. And like the fathers are super attentive. Like
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. But Jerry, he's in the crowd. Bill Burr. He's back. I think he heckles Brad or Dusty or something like that.
Yeah, it's like nice going, guys.
Yeah, and then Dusty puts him back in his place, and he's like, "Yeah, fair enough."
Yeah, he's a bit scared of Dusty ever since that dance off in the last movie where he got served.
Yeah,
yeah. But anyways, they come home, and then they're kind of. I think Dusty is like, "This is your fault, Brad, because she didn't." There was only one Christmas until you came along. Now there's two Christmases. But yeah, stupid argument.
Yeah, it was just a little bit of squabbling at home. A little bit of
squabble. It's not important.
And they come to the conclusion that they should do a together Christmas, and it was somebody's idea. Mm-hmm. But they both sort of try to share the idea or take the credit for the idea as they're like presenting it, and the kids, they're stoked. Dylan, yeah, they're and like, Megan, they are together Christmas stoked.
Together Christmas sounds lovely.
Yeah, except for Adriana's like,
she doesn't care. She doesn't care about anything. I hate that kid.
Yeah, and then
she sucks.
Something happens in this scene. Somebody is calling on the phone, and who is it?
It's bloody Grandpa Kurt. You get a mirror off the first movie where the, I guess, antagonist calls.
Yep.
And then he says he's going to be there tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dusty and Brad are going to go pick him up at the airport.
Airport.
Airport. So I'm doing my Boston accent. I'm thinking about The Departed and Mark Wahlberg. And
The Departed.
Hey, that's a good movie with Mark Wahlberg, and if you haven't seen it.
Yeah. Yeah, go watch The Departed.
That's another one.
Elf and the other guys.
Yeah. Great movies.
So we're at the airport, and we're going through the motions of the first movie again.
Pepe's back. I don't know if you remember Pepe, the guy that
I do.
He talks to, that Brad talks to in the first movie.
Yeah, and I like to think that he's been waiting there since the first movie. He's waiting for someone and they never arrived.
I like that thought.
Yeah.
Pepe's not a real, like, human. He's like a cryptid or something. He just waits there.
Yeah. Like the Shadow Man.
The Shadow Man, yeah.
So anyway, Mel Gibson is Kurt. Yeah. And we get Thunderstruck again.
Oh, I didn't even pick up on that.
Oh, I noticed that you didn't, because I was waiting for you to, like, sigh at it, because you hated it so much the first time.
I think I was writing stuff down. I didn't even take notice of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, Mel Gibson, his name's Kurt, he's a fucking dickhead.
Yeah, he's just, like, Dusty from the first movie, except, you know, turned up to the extreme because, you know, there's a reason why Dusty was the way he was.
Yeah, his bloody fuckhead.
It's just toxic masculinity.
Yeah, it's that. He's a Sigma. He's a Sigma male. Sigma male grind set, traditional values kind of stuff.
I think another daddy arrives, doesn't he?
Yeah, buddy, Brad's daddy arrives. The best part of the movie.
Yeah, Don.
Don, Big Donny.
John Lithgow.
He's a real sweetheart. Him and Brad kiss on the lips. They have a really funny scene. This is actually one of the better scenes in the movie where they're like, they see each other and they start freaking out.
Yeah.
This is a good scene. And
this
then
was
they run
genuinely
up.
Genuinely funny scene.
They run up and they hug each other and then they kiss on the lips. So yeah, he's a real sweetheart, but it's a bit weird.
Yeah, it's just wholesome.
It's just wholesome.
And I think Don, he loves everybody, and everyone loves Don. I think he I'm trying to remember what this note means. I wrote Dusty Muscles, I guess.
Don calls Dusty Muscles. He goes, hey, Don. Muscles! And goes to give him a kiss on the mouth as well, I think.
Right, and then Don reveals that he's Kurt's biggest fan. Because I think don't remember Kurt's like a pilot or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I actually wrote Kurt toxic masculinity stereotype here.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, so Don loves the idea of co-dads and Kurt doesn't really approve. You know, he thinks it's kind of wimpy.
Yeah. He thinks the man should be in control of everything.
Yeah.
Just the one man.
So yeah, I think that pretty much wraps up the airport scene. They go back home.
Mm-hmm.
Did they do anything in the car? I don't remember. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. They arrive, and Don is so excited to get out of the car that he opens the door while it's still moving.
Because
he jumps out to help some guy, like some postal, like delivery guy.
That's right.
Don, he just loves everyone. He's a good guy. He talks a lot. He just wants to be involved with everything that's going on with everyone. Maybe to a fault.
So, yeah, you get introduced to Griffey. He's kind of grown up now. He's which is Griffin, named after Hannibal Buress's character, Griffin.
It's just Griff. Yep.
And then, yeah. Kurt's like, who's this? I was like, that's my kid, Brad says, I think. He's like, oh, I don't give a fuck about this baby then. You go, take it back. And then says hello.
I love how many times you try to, like, quote the movie that you just watched, and then you're like, oh, man, I really don't have the quotes here. I don't remember. I'm just going to try and paraphrase.
It's too much to fucking remember.
you got to simplify it, man. You can't just
try to quote the movie
word for word after you watch it once.
I try and simplify it, but then it becomes nothing.
Yeah.
I still don't remember.
I skipped over that. But yeah, Kurt's like, yeah, he doesn't care about
over that too.
Griffey because he's Brad's kid.
Yeah, he's fucking stupid. I don't care about this smelly baby.
Yeah.
Here you go. Says hello to his grandkids. And then
he gets a lukewarm sort of like response. And then the Don shows up.
They call on him Pop Pop. They bloody love him.
Yeah.
Having giggles and gaffs and hugs and stuff.
He tells a joke.
Yeah, it tells a joke about butt quacks.
Yep.
Don't know how I remember that, but I do.
I wrote it down. I wrote butt quack.
Oh. Yeah.
And then I wrote Don is the MVP.
Don is the MVP for real. for real.
I forgot I wrote this. I wish Don was my dad.
You want to kiss him on the lips? I want to kiss Don on the lips too.
Yeah.
Anyways,
Kurt gets upset.
Yeah, he's
gets
a bit
little
jealous.
Butthurt. Yeah,
it's like I want to be called El Padre for now on, which is cool and badass.
Yeah,
Fuck yeah, Kurt. That's sick, dude.
Yeah, sure, Kurt. Whatever you want, El Padre.
Kurt's kind of alpha. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he doesn't like the sissy ways.
So I think the next scene, like they're on the couch and they're talking. It's Dusty and Kurt, right?
I definitely jumped the gun. Yeah, Kurt. So that's what they're talking about. They're on the couch. Dusty and Kurt are talking about the whole co-parenting thing. He's like, I don't like this. He's so feminine. He's talking about Brad in this instance. Brad's in the room with them and he can hear. He's like, Dusty's like, don't talk about Brad like that. That's my bro. That's my bestie. That's my twin.
Yeah.
And then Brad cries.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to stop Brad crying. And then
they start talking about like where together Christmas is going to be.
Yeah. And then Kurt is like, Airbnb. We're going on vacay. He's going to sort it all.
Yeah.
He just did it on his phone, just like that.
Yeah. The movie just inserts an Airbnb ad.
Yeah. So, yeah, they've all packed now. They're going to the car. They're putting the stuff in the car. Kurt's given Dusty guff about putting the stuff in the car and he's not doing it right and it's not going
to
fit.
Yeah, he's trying to play briefcase Jenga.
Yeah. And then because Jenga? Of this... Tetris. Yeah. And because of this, Dusty makes Kurt sit in the car with Don and Brad.
Yeah, sure. I think so. And then in the car ride, like Don and Brad, they love playing car games.
Yeah, they just never shut up the entire ride.
Yeah, they try to play the quiet game and they fucking hate it, dude. They can't do it.
Yeah, I kind of liked that scene. I kind of thought it was a little bit funny. I can't do it.
I've got a note here that says, we keep talking shit and we're not focusing on the movie enough. We just kept talking about random shit because I felt like everything that was happening on screen, like I've seen it so many times before. Like I felt like I didn't really need to watch it. Like I could just pay attention when I needed to.
Yeah.
But they arrive and Dylan steps out the car.
Well, hold on.
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
Before they get in the car, fucking Dusty can't get the suitcase in, so he just belts it across the yard. And that comes into play in a little bit.
Does it?
Anyways, yeah, it does.
Okay.
I think for a slight second. But it also comes into play later in the movie.
Okay, man. Whatever you say, man.
Anyways, whatever you were saying. Dylan
steps out of the car and he sees this little Airbnb girl. Later find out her name's Casey. And they sort of have like a heart eyes moment. Love at first sight. I think they're sisters. They like make fun of him or something.
They tease him. Tease him up a little bit.
Yeah. And then Sarah's like, I think Dylan's ready for the talk. And Dusty is really excited about this. He's like, yeah, I can't wait to have the talk with him. I've been thinking about this for ages. And then Kurt interrupts, but that's all I wrote, is that he interrupts.
Sorry. You keep going.
No, you keep going. Like, my note ends there.
Oh, what? I've lost my train of thought now. What was the last thing you said?
That Dusty is excited to have the talk with Dylan, and then
Kurt rocks up. Yeah, and then he's like, well, this is going to be a co-dadding moment, right? And they're like, oh, yeah. I don't think Brad's as keen on giving him the talk because he's not a pussy slayer like Dusty.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And Dusty's really excited about it, so, you know.
Maybe
Brad just wants him to have this.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. But anyways, they got to go on and on together because they're doing the whole co-dadding thing.
Mm-hmm.
So even though they're both reluctant, they're both, you know, don't really want to do it. They just, you know, do it. They're not doing it yet. It hasn't happened yet.
Mm-hmm. So they go into the Airbnb and it's really schmick. It's nice. Mm. And, you know, you get the feeling that Kurt, he's just buying everyone's love at the moment. He's like, yeah, if I can check out this Airbnb. It's got like a pool table, like a nice view. It's got a bunch of like really cool shit. And everyone's like, whoa. Even Adriana, she like finally looks up from her phone. And it's like, whoa, this is so cool.
I'm this is so cute. This is so cute.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, everyone's checking out the digs. Yeah. And Brad goes into the room. He finds the shower. He goes, whoa, the shower's big. And he's like, how do I turn it on there? Oh, he's like, oh, no, it gets in it because it's big. And he's like, how do I turn the water on? And his voice activated and the water turns on. He's like, oh, turn the water off. And then something says something about cool. And it's just a scene where he's just getting drenched in the shower.
Yeah, he never like, right. tries to step out of the shower.
Yeah.
Until he's like just absolutely drenched.
Yeah.
And it's going nuts. Like everything he's saying is just turning it off and on.
Yeah.
I didn't love this.
Me neither.
I thought it was anyways. Stupid.
It was silly, but, you know, you get a cut, and it's the kids playing games, and the parents are playing pool, and, you know,
Dylan turns on having the jukebox. A good time.
Dylan turns on the jukebox, and then it was too loud, and then Brad comes down, and he turns it down, and he's in his wife's gown.
I didn't even notice that.
He's in his wife's gown because Dusty, the suitcase that Dusty fucking piffed, was his suitcase.
Okay, yeah, I didn't notice that. That's kind of funny.
Yeah. Yeah. So he turns it down, and then Dusty's like, can we change this song? I hate this song. And then...
and then he trauma dumps for a while. Yeah,
then he trauma dumps. And we also learned that this is Roger, Adriana's dad's favorite song. This does come into play later. It's the only reason I'm mentioning this now.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And then I wrote the note, I'm already tired of this movie.
Yeah, basically the reason Dusty hates the song is because he wanted to sing the Bono part in like a school play or something, a school talent show. Yeah. And his dad was getting frisky with some woman in the audience and wasn't even paying attention. Yeah. And he missed his part because of it.
He was distracted, yeah.
Yeah, so he walks off. He's real flustered because his dad sucks. And then Brad goes after him. And he's pepping him up and they have a talk. And he's like, there's like a joke about a mirror. And look in the mirror. That's the only person who can ruin Christmas for you. But it was Brad because... funny. And then they switch places and it's still Brad because he... Yeah. Anyways... There's a scene where they're sledding downhill now.
Yeah. And before that, Brad tells Dusty to just be better than his dad and chill and everything will be all right.
Yeah.
But yeah, you go on with the snowy hill thing.
Yeah, so they're going to a hill to go snow and sledding. And the baby gets loose on the sled and the baby's sliding down the sled by himself. And then Brad goes after the baby and then fucking, like, what's it? He just, like, decks the mum and the mum falls over because she's trying to stop it. And then she catches the baby and then Brad flies into a window. Just another silly scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Kurt's laughing his ass off because he's an idiot. And he gets some cutesy, like, family montages and Kurt's judging them. Because he hates everyone, because he's cool. And then they're prepping for the holidays, setting up decorations and stuff.
Yeah, Christmas antics.
Yeah. And then, what's her face? Sarah comes up to Brad and she's like, what's wrong with your dad? He's been a little bit quiet lately. Something. And your mum's not here. Your mum's not here.
He's less chatty.
He's less chatty and your mum's not here. Something seems like something's up.
Yeah.
And then it's like, are you talking about my parents getting divorced, potentially? And she's like, yeah. He's like, that's not going to happen. They love each other more than we do. And then she kind of walks off because she's like, ugh. And then he's like, wait, no. And then because he's setting up, he's like using a snow plow or something to get this fucking snow out of the driveway.
Yeah.
And then he lets it go, and there's a really stupid scene where the snowplow sucks up all the lights and goes flying, and it's a repeat of the motorcycle scene in the first movie where it goes on the roof and then it falls on Dusty's car.
Yeah.
After it scratches up Dusty's car.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I wrote too much physical comedy.
Yeah. Bit way slapstick. Bit slapstick, but it's a bit more slap than it is stick, you know what I'm saying? The comedy's not sticking. It's not funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to take it from here?
Yeah, so then Kurt becomes the thermostat police. It's nighttime, and he wakes up, and he looks like he's tweaking a little bit. Like, he's all sweaty, but then, yeah, he goes to the thermostat, and he sees that it's, like, 80 degrees. I don't know what that is in Celsius, so it's a little bit confusing, but I'm assuming it's just really hot. So he's like, what the fuck? And he turns it back down again. And then he barges into Don's room, I think. He's like, wait, do you fuck with the thermostat? What are you doing, man? Because he's all sweaty, and then Don's like, I would never do that, man. Like, the thermostat, that's sacred, man. You don't touch the thermostat. Like,
you don't touch the sacred
that's stat. That's expensive. And then with all the commotion, Brad walks in. He's like, what's going on, guys? and they're like, did you fucking touch the thermostat, man? He's like, no. You don't touch the thermostat. Like, unless you want to pay, like, mega bills, you don't touch the thermostat. So, like, they all, like, become, they go on, like, a search party or, like, detective scene. They're like, who the fuck's touching the thermostat? And then Dusty's up, and he's like, what's going on, guys? Like, are you fucking with the thermostat? And then...
See, the way you're putting it is so much funnier than what actually happened.
And then they're all squabbling, and then you see Adriana, like, open the door, turn the thermostat up, like, all the way, and then, like, go back into her room. And, I do not understand my notes, but they squabble some more, and then I think Kurt's like, you got to get this shit under control, man. Like,
yeah, you got to bring the hammer down.
Yeah. And I wrote, Brad is losing it. Dusty is mad at Brad. I think, like, Brad was siding with Kurt a little bit, and Dusty didn't like that.
Wasn't backing him up. It's not co-dating.
Yeah.
And then
That's that scene.
Don and Brad kiss again. Because they kiss again when they go to bed.
Got to get the important stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I did write down every time they kiss, so I just have to mention that.
I'm glad.
So anyways, they're going to get a tree. Dylan gets teased again.
Yeah, because Casey's there.
Yeah, they're like, come kiss your girlfriend. Come give her a French. Come French on her. That's what his little sister's saying to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kind of runs away. He's a sensitive boy. And then Brad goes to talk to him about girls, because the mum's like, it's time for the talk. You need to talk to him. So he goes to talk to Dylan. But Dylan is like trying to explain pee-pees and hoo-has, but Dylan already knows because of school. He just wants some advice about girls. He doesn't want him to get dusty. So he gives him some terrible advice about staying in the friend zone and being a girl's like emotional support pillar and just being her friend, and that's how you get in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his way to do it. He said
It's where the Whittakers thrive.
Yeah.
And then Dusty comes along and is like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, he's eavesdropping for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I think Kurt's there as well.
Yeah, Kurt's like instigating. He's like, well, look, he went behind your back and is doing the birds and the bees talk without you.
Yeah. And then he busts in. You take it from here with the whoa, 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 though. I have no more notes from this scene.
He's just like, it's just about confidence. He's gotta be confident. And then the Kurt is like, yeah, come go kiss her under the mistletoe and then smack her on the ass.
Yeah, it just teaches him a bit of SA. We love that.
Yeah, we love a bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he gets some good advice with confidence and then some bad advice from Grandpa.
Yeah, these kids and then just get confused, like, the entire movie. Like, they just get conflicting information from every parental figure, and it's the worst. Like, fucking get your shit together and talk to them at the same time and be on the same page. Like, don't make your child have to choose the one that, like, the advice that they think suits best. Like, you should fucking do that shit beforehand.
Yeah. Anyways, he's about to go talk to her, and then he wusses out. He's like, I just want to be her friend, like Thingos, like Brad said.
Yeah.
And then, because Kurt is cool and he doesn't like these little tiny wimpy trees, he's like, let's go cut down a tree. So they go to cut down a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brad's kind of up in arms. He's like, I don't think we should do this. I'm pretty sure this is very illegal and not safe. And Dusty's kind of gone full steam ahead because Kurt's got in his head and he's mad that Brad kind of went behind his back, even though he kind of didn't, but he kind of did.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, we're going to chop down a tree because that's what we do. He's like, maybe we don't always have to do things your way. He's like, we don't have to do things my way. He's like, well, that's what we do. He's like, no. He's like, all right, you chop the tree down. If we're doing it my way, you got to chop it down. And then he's like, well, I was a Boy Scout. And then he goes to chop a tree down. And then he chops down. He, like, makes contact with a 4G pole.
Yeah.
That looks like a tree.
Gets a lethal dose of electricity.
Yeah. So Brad dies again for the second time. And then
he was bloody almost, Dusty. He almost gets a fucking chainsaw makeover as well.
Yeah, and Dusty catches the chainsaw one-handed right in front of Brad's face.
Yeah.
Which is a contender for the worst scene in this movie. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
But anyways, the Dusty and Kurt argue. I don't even remember what about. And then Dusty revives him again, like what happened in the first one. Cut to... to see how long that silence can be.
I was just going to say, like, because it's the fucking 4G pole, there's a quick flash to Adriana, and she's like, no bars.
Oh, yeah, no bars. She has, like, a bit of a meltdown.
Which really adds that to scene. The worst moment of this
movie. Yeah, that's the worst scene by far.
Yeah.
When it got to that part. I think I said something audibly to you.
Yeah.
At this moment.
Yeah, probably. I don't remember. I was fucking checked out.
I hated that scene.
Yeah.
So
they cut down the pole and they cut to the next scene and they're setting up a Christmas tree, but it's the 4G pole. They've got like a couple technicians there as well. And you find out that like this Christmas tree costs like $20,000.
Yeah, so all up in total, Brad's stupid escapades have costed like $18,000. Probably more. No, sorry, $38,000, probably more.
Yeah. And no one gives a shit.
Yeah, either. No one cares. That's like, it's like
they care a little bit because they squabble about who's going to pay for it. And then they start bringing up old shit about, well, I paid for this, I paid for that, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But then after that, no one really cares. Like, that's, for some people, that's like crippling, like life-changing debt. And they just like fucking shrug it off. Like, it's the most out-of-touch bullshit.
Yeah, it's $20,000. It's $20,000. It's how much it was. $20,000, that's fucking a bit of money. It's nothing to us. Anyways, I think Dusty and Kurt argue a little bit after the dads argue for a little bit. And then there's a scene where they have an eggnog and the girls want some eggnog, Megan and Adriana, and the mum's like, nah.
Yeah, Sarah's like,
Sarah. No. Sarah's like, nah. And then for once, it seems like the other mum is taking her side, but she's like, you can just have one. And she's like, no, none. It's got alcohol in it. These are tiny children. And then, you know, I forgot to mention this, but the other mum has like a notepad because she's a writer and she just jots down stuff in her notepad all the time. She's like a little judgy bitch.
Yeah. I also didn't write this down, but they call back to this a lot. Like, they have a lot of scenes where Sarah looks at the other mum and she's writing some notes and she's got like a judgy look on her face. Yeah. And they just repeat that over and over again. And I've got my own theories about why. But I'll get to that because I've got a note later on. But
yeah.
Sarah's like, wait a second, where the fuck's Don?
The tree's up. They set up the tree first. Turn all the lights on. I guess that's not important. Yeah, where the fuck is Don?
Yeah, that's definitely not that important. I don't know why you needed to bring that up.
I don't know. I don't know.
So, yeah, Don's fucking missing, bro. And they have like a Don search party. They're looking for him. It's like late at night. It's fucking, there's snow everywhere. I was going to say Brian, but his name's Brad. He's like calling out, and then he can hear Don. He's like, oh, Dad, where are you? He finds him, and he's like face down in the snow. And he's surrounded by a pack of wolves.
Did they ever say why he was face down in the snow?
No.
He like couldn't move or something.
Yeah, I think he's just having a bit of a moment with his secret divorce.
Yeah, he just wanted to be eaten by wolves.
This bit really annoyed me because Don is just so like aloof and dumb in this moment. Like they try to like misconstrue being a nice person or a bit of like a goofball with just being like completely oblivious and not knowing that a pack of wolves have surrounded him and they're like standing on him and you know, thinking about eating him. They're like rubbing their face all over him. But then he has the knowledge to yell to Brad, like, don't look at the alpha wolf.
Yeah, don't look it in the eyes. Yeah. This must be Canis Lupus, the grey wolf.
Yeah, like, which one is it? Like, are you fucking dumb or do you know everything?
He might be suicidal.
Yeah. But he's face down in the snow and Brad and the alpha wolf have a bit of a stare down.
Alpha wolf?
Yeah, alpha wolf. And Don's having a bit of a silent crisis. But I think... whoa. Where is this?
Yeah.
Where do these notes come from? I think they get him back home and then Brad and Dusty squabble.
Dusty saves the day.
Yeah.
He makes a noise and scares the wolves off because he's big boy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And Don's face is all fucking red.
Yeah, so Don almost dies. Mm-hmm. They have a lovey-dovey Dad and Brad scene.
Yeah.
And then I think they both scoff, Kurt and Dusty, because they don't... They're maybe jealous, both of them.
Yep.
They don't have that type of relationship. Dusty and Brad have some words. I can't remember what about.
They're squabbling about money.
And then they decide to split it, right? That 4G tree.
All I've got is they squabble about money. Kurt is laughing, and Don puts his foot down because he's like, "It's a really nice tree."
Yeah, and they like, and then they agree to. Yeah.
Yeah. They're talking about something, and then Don has like a random anecdote, and he's like, oh, yeah, like, back when I used to sleep with your mum. And he's, like, pointing to Brad. And Sarah's like, what? What does that mean? And they, like, press further.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, no, we started sleeping in separate beds because...
get a bit of divorce law.
Yeah.
But he won't admit it.
Yeah, he's, like, he's playing it down like I think that his wife was like sick or like he was sick and he like coughs at night and she couldn't sleep, so they sleep in separate beds in separate rooms or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's the like pretty much that scene. This movie just goes from scene to scene. There's not a lot of like smooth transitions or anything. Like they kind of just throw you in. Next note I have is like that Dusty tries to negotiate the thermostat with Adriana.
Gets it down by like 5 degrees.
Yeah.
And then Brad spills cocoa all over himself because Dusty scares him or something. I missed it. What happened?
Yeah. I really liked the way he spilled cocoa all over himself.
I missed it.
It was really good.
Oh.
That's all right. I'll put it in the video and you can watch.
Okay.
I'll send you some clips.
Okay. And yeah, they had kind of have some words about all these feelings of like maybe resentment or like issues that they're having. They're like, we got to put this back in the harbor because Kurt's causing some static between us. It's like, I don't think these feelings can go back in the harbor. That's what Brad says to Dusty. He's like, no, let's just shuffle it in and think about the kids, focus on the kids, you know?
Yep.
And that's basically that.
Yeah. Don shows up, but fucking, I don't care. This bit, that wasn't funny, so I'm just going to skip past it.
Then they go bowling.
Yep.
And they're bowling and they're having a good time, but Dylan fucking sucks at bowling. But they convince him to take the rails off, and everyone's good at but him. It was because of Kurt that he took the rails off.
Yeah, no rails, Dylan.
No rails, Dylan. Dylan's off the rails because of Kurt.
It's a fucking like, sick name, by the way.
Yeah. No rails, Dylan.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
That was fucking sick ass. I also really like the way that Brad bowled. Like, I legitimately thought this was funny, but like the way he like throws the bowling ball up in the air and it lands.
Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes like, I do arc. This when I'm
bowling. Yeah, sometimes you just grip on a little bit too long and the ball goes up a bit too much.
Yeah.
Can we have a quick sidebar real quick?
Yeah.
Bowling's great. I love bowling.
I like bowling too.
I'm terrible at bowling.
I'm not very good at bowling.
We should go bowling.
We should.
Who watches us bowling episode?
Bonus episode, we go bowling.
Bonus episode, we go bowling. That sounds great.
We do our best Dylan and Brad impression.
Just start having a fucking meltdown. Yeah, anyway, so Dylan has a meltdown because he's bowling a perfect zero right now. Yeah, he's got zero on everything. He's got goose eggs. He sucks. Everyone's good but him, and it's really getting to him. And then, because Grandpa Kurt was told when he says, I'm not good at anything, you're going to have to deal with it. So he deals with it. He's like, hey, and he has to give some stupid story about fucking flight attendants, like having sex with them and being too hungover. And it's like, whatever, what we finish, what we start, we finish.
And the whole alley. Like, the whole bowling alley is paying attention to this as well. Like, they're all crowding around, and they're, like, they're taking bets.
Yeah, like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Never seen a kid be bad at bowling before? Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's a bit stupid.
Anyways, after that pep talk, he hits one pin, the crowd goes wild, he fucking goes nuts, and El Padre gets some brownie points.
Yeah,
And then the kid has some pretty cringe acting. I don't know. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty cringe. It made me
too.
Feel squeamish on the inside. Sorry.
Oh, when he had the coffee?
Yeah.
I really hated bad. That.
I think that's my least favorite scene.
Yeah. That's a great point. I really did not like that, but...
Yeah. It feels mean to say, but that made me... like, just die a little bit on the inside.
So I think after this, Sarah's in, like, a store with the other mum. And the girls are talking. And Sarah's like, oh, you want to go fucking go see Santa? And Megan, like, you can see that she was, like, a little bit excited, but she looks over at Adriana, and Adriana's giving her the eyes, and she's like, nah, that shit sucks.
Yeah, Santa's fucking lame, dude.
Yeah. And she's like, alright. But then, like, Sarah's, like, confronting the other mum about, like, the behavior or is going to, and then she notices that the other mum is like shoplifting, like just putting shit in her bag. She's like, bro, what are you doing?
Yeah, you have so much money.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, I just so do it for the money. Thrill of it, man. Like, it's great. Yeah.
It's great. You got to live a little. And then she tries to convince her to shoplift.
Yeah. Tries to, like, put shit in her pockets.
Yeah.
And then I wrote, other mum struggles to get through her lines. I don't think acting is her strong suit. Like, I think she might have been, like, a model that just got this part. And I'm thinking that's why, like, one of the main parts of her character is to just be quiet and write shit in her notes, is that she's just not a very good actress.
I think you might be spot on with that one.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it till now, but she has, like, almost zero talking lines.
Yeah. She has more singing lines than she does talking lines. But she's in the entire movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's always there just doing nothing, writing in a little notebook.
Yeah, and so like a security guard comes up and she's like, oh, Sarah's like, oh, see, this is why you don't shoplift. And then the guard's like, is this woman like bothering you, to the other mom? And she's like, oh, she's a little bit judgmental, but it's fine.
Yeah.
And then they have like a stare down after that, so... bit of a bait and switch there.
I like so the funny. I like the way the security guard looked at her there. I thought it was really funny.
He did a great job. I just don't think. I think the editing in this movie is just not very good, because some of these jokes, when I'm like saying them with you, they're like, they have potential. Like, they could have been funny, but I think the editing was just shit. Like before, when you were saying like the thermostat situation. And how, like, they're sort of, like, people keep waking up and coming into the room and talking. I think that just, like, the pacing and the comedic timing was off. Like, the editing was shit or something like that. So,
yeah.
Fuck you, editor, I guess. Take that, bitch.
Yeah, that's very possible.
After this, we have, like, the 17th parent to Dylan monologue, where someone kneels down and says a bunch of shit to Dylan that he just has to take on board and try and figure out which is the right answer.
It's about buying a shotgun. Oh, yeah. Because I think there's a scene earlier that we glossed over about a shotgun.
No, I think that, like, it's sort of like in between, right? I think Sarah was shopping with the other mum while they were, like, waiting in line to see Santa. Like, the other people were waiting in line to see Santa. And then they regrouped when Dylan was at, like, the front of the line or whatever.
Yeah. So, anyways, the grandpa's convinced Dylan to ask for a shotgun.
Yeah, a 20-gauge?
To Santa. Yeah, it's, like, 20-gauge shotgun. Not, like,
does that exist? A 20-gauge?
It's a 20-gauge?
I think that's what they said. Like, I've heard of a 12-gauge.
Yeah, I've heard of,
but in the movie
gauge.
They say 20 gauge. Anyway, he's like, nah, and then Megan gets on the lap, gets on Santa's lap, and asks for the shotgun because she wants to fucking kill a turkey.
Yeah, Megan's a psychopath.
Yeah, which is real crazy shit. And then they like, it just cuts to the next scene and she has a gun.
Well, because Kurt, like, said that's not what women do, so they get all they get really uppity about it.
Yeah, and they get her a fucking sniper rifle out of spite.
Stupid.
So
obviously things go wrong.
Yeah, so like they're following this turkey and she's lining up the shot, and then the turkey fucking charges at Megan. And she panics and shoots El Padre in the arm.
Yeah. Nixie's shoulder.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, you all good? You all right? And they're having like a little bit of a moment there. And then fucking the little girl walks off like Jane Wick and just execution style takes out the turkey.
Yeah. She just walks down fucking two turkeys, I think.
Yeah.
Or maybe one turkey. She fires two shots.
Yeah, like, she's a fucking psychopath.
Yeah, she's nuts.
This is like a making of a murderer situation.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, they're at the hospital now.
These are quick scenes as well. Like,
yeah,
we're in the woods. We shot a turkey. Next scene, we're in the hospital.
All I wrote was hospital.
yeah, we're in there whatever. For Kurt's gunshot wound.
Yeah.
Kurt, he wants Dusty. To leave because he's a macho man.
Yeah, Kurt, Dusty comes up to see Kurt because he had something to say to him. And then Kurt is being a macho man, and then Dusty's like, you're a fuckwit. And then he's like, I came up here to say something to you, but yeah, you're just a silly boy. And then they're like, all right, you fucking, like, go on then. Tough guy, bloody take me down a peg.
He was like, I was going to say something nice. And then his heart rate monitor starts to, like, rat on him. Like, it starts, like, going up. Like, he was, like, excited to have, like, a heart-to-heart with Dusty.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, they just channel that, like, they suppress those love feelings and channel it into, like, fighting and wrestling, and Dusty tries to choke out Kurt.
Yeah, so they're choking each other out, and they're going bar for bar. They're like, well, you got something you want to say to me? He's like, no, not anymore. You got something you want to say to me? Like, no.
Yeah.
Brad walks in. If you want to say it, go ahead and say it. And then, yeah, Brad walks in. And then they awkwardly stop. It's like, it's awkward in here.
Yeah, and they're like, let's have a dad's night out. Yeah, and that's the end of the scene.
Yeah, the things have been tense. Let's have a dad's night out.
And Kurt's like, oh, let's go to a strip club. And Brad's like, even better. And they go to, like, an improv night.
Yeah.
Yep, there's like an improv montage happening, and off to the side, Kurt and Dusty are having like a drinking montage, and they're like bonding a little bit.
Yeah, they're bonding over how much they both dislike where they're at.
Yeah.
And then bloody old Kurt's like, all right, I gotta go drain the bloody snake.
Yeah.
And then he walks away. Gotta hit the head. He walks away and doesn't come back, and then Dusty sees him. Oh, wait, no, Brad's like, put in a word for his pop-pop. So he's going to, the pop-pop's going to go do improv. And then because Dusty sees his dad at the bar walking out with a bimbo, he gets a little bit jealous, and the subject for the improv, he says, what about divorce? Which is obviously a setup for, you know, old mate's divorce, and shit starts to go wrong. He's having like a conundrum on stage.
Yeah, I wrote, Don is an improv ninja. And then I wrote, this might be the worst movie we've watched.
Yeah.
Don has to improv divorce. Reveals that Don may have been cheated on.
Yeah.
Because like they do like a role play where he walks in on his wife cheating on him with someone.
Yeah.
And this breaks Brad's spirit.
Yeah. It gets super real, and Brad finally gets the hint that, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
They're divorced.
Yeah.
And then they keep improving, even though it's a super real moment, and they're obviously not joking. They just keep improving and making a joke out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. After that, they leave. Sad Brad now. He's sad. Yeah. Because Daddy's divorced and he lied to him and didn't tell him.
Yep.
New scene. Yeah. New scene, by the way. They're back at the Airbnb. Dusty, they're like, did you know? Pop-Pop was like, oh, I'm sure he didn't know.
I like that you call him Pop-Pop. You don't call him Don.
I don't know. There's too many D's. I mean, there's two. But
Dusty and
still,
Don.
There's too many. And Dylan. And Dylan, yeah. I forgot about Dylan. No one cares about him. Evidently, because they give him the worst advice ever. They're not setting it up very well.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Pop-Pop's like, I'm sure he didn't know. He's like, well, you did know. And then, yeah, so Dusty knew, and they know that he knew, and then he goes out to talk to Brad, and then And then everyone's having a squabble, so everyone goes their separate ways to go do stuff.
Yeah, other mums taking notes as well.
Yeah, and the girls get into the eggnog.
Mm-hmm.
And then John Cena arrives. He was invited by Brad to get back at Dusty because he did that and, you know, did the thing with the dad's, Pop-Pop's divorce. So, Dusty and Brad have some words, but they're a bit harsher. You know, everything's building up. It's kind of coming to a climax. You get the cut again to the manger scene.
Yeah, the nativity scene. Before we get into nativity, my notes were Casey and Brad bond over divorce. And then I wrote, self-driving car shows up. Adriana hugs no one. And then Brad invites John Cena over for Christmas.
Yeah.
Brad and Dusty are having problems.
Yeah. Weird
nativity baby Jesus scene.
Yeah, it's a bit odd. Why they did this, I don't know, but they did do it. And yeah. They're kind of... Brad and Dusty are squabbling about who gets to be Joseph. He's like, I want to be Joseph. And then the little girl finally cracks the shits and she starts going off on a drunk tirade because she's drunk. And she just starts spilling the beans on everybody in front of this huge crowd that is gathered around the nativity thing.
Yeah, she's sourced.
She's absolutely sourced, and she wants some IHOP.
And then Brad reveals that it's not real.
Yeah. Brad's like, yeah, because I think Pop-Pop breaks the immersion. He's like, yeah. You broke the immersion. It's not real, folks. Sorry, guys. So, yeah, because this kid's drunk, Cena wants to fight Dusty, and then Dusty... Oh, no. Adriana falls off the roof of the manger into some hay. She's also blasted. It's fucking sourced.
Yeah. Brad goes, full toxic.
Yeah.
With Dusty. He's, calling him names.
Yeah, he called him a dickhead.
Yeah.
He swore. And then
Don, he says the F word.
Yeah. He says, forget you.
Yeah, forget you. And then he gives him the finger.
Yeah, but he just holds up his index finger.
Yeah, his pointer finger. Just his pointer finger.
He points up to the sky with conviction.
And then Brad pump fakes for a full minute.
Yeah. Oh, wait, because they don't want to fight in front of the kids, don't they? Doesn't Dusty miss Cena and hits...
Yeah, they have a little snowball kerfuffle and Don keeps getting hit in the face.
Yeah.
And it's just a recurring joke. But then
yeah.
Brad legitimately pump fakes and pretends to throw another snowball at Dusty for it probably goes on for 30 seconds. And it never gets funny.
I thought it was a little bit funny at first.
Okay.
I did like the noises he was making. But right. It did go on for way too long.
Yeah. And then they forget Griffey.
Yeah, they forget Griffey when they're walking off.
And together, Christmas is over.
Yeah. It's Christmas Day now. Everyone's leaving. And then Dusty asks Brad for his luggage. And then he goes, this luggage? And then he fucking chucks it like what Dusty did to Brad's luggage.
Mm-hmm. And then he pump fakes. And Brad runs away like a
little bitch. He got scared.
But yeah, they all drive away, and you cut to a snowstorm on the highway, and police are turning cars around. They're like, yeah, there was an avalanche onto the road. You got to turn around. And they're like, do you think it has something to do with the snow? He's like, yeah, I do.
Now fuck off.
And then, yeah, he's like, fucking get the hell out of here, man.
Yeah, Pop-Pop's getting shit on real hard towards the end of the movie.
Yeah, so they go and they have a Christmas lunch at a cinema instead, because it's like the only place that's open. They're like, what's going to be open on Christmas Day? And this also felt like an ad, because it was like Showcase Cinema or something like that. Yeah. So this is probably produced by Showcase or whatever.
Yeah, so they go to see the movies. It's a PG-13 movie, which is absolutely wild. It's about Liam Neeson on Christmas. Brad guesses the plot, I think, or he already knows the plot. Anyway, they go to see it, and they bump into each other. Brad and Dusty, their families, they all bump into each other. And then because of some touching moments in the Liam Neeson movie, I think you can see that they're starting to have some regrets on their face, but they still hold a bit of disdain for each other. And then the power goes out. I don't remember what happens between this. They just go back out.
Yeah, power goes out, and, you know, they're all stuck together.
Yeah.
In the lobby. I don't know why everyone decides to go into, like, the lobby and not just stay in the cinemas. And
dude, I would have just stayed in the comfy seats.
Yeah, I legit wouldn't have moved. Like, would you rather sit down in a comfy cinema chair or stand empty room with a bunch of other people?
It's a nice, cozy room.
Yeah.
I'd fucking, like, take a nap or something while you wait.
Makes no sense. It's just to make the next scene happen.
Yeah, so...
Kurt seemingly has a change of heart as well.
Yeah.
For no reason. But then it just turns out he's quoting the movie that they just watched.
Yeah.
And then Don and Kurt, they team up.
Yeah, they and see Kate, each other in the bathroom. Where they're both
my notes are
piss.
Bad. My notes are
mine
bad.
Mine are also bad. Let's just fucking breeze through this. Kurt gives Don advice about what he should do to reconnect with Brad. Brad and Don engage in male violence.
Yeah,
because
Casey's there as well.
Casey's there too. The reason the male violence is broken up is because Dylan decides to just go for it because of Kurt's input, I think.
And the mistletoe is there as well. Like, she's standing under the mistletoe. Because the sisters, they're with Casey and they're giving him shit again. And they're all standing under the mistletoe. Like, oh, come over here. Come kiss Casey.
Yeah, so he goes over, but he doesn't kiss Casey. He kisses his stepsister, and this causes alarms. Alarm bells are going off. Mm-hmm. Roger's there, obviously. He took off with, which is John Cena's character, so we didn't mention his name yet. He's there. He's like, that's sick. You're a sick kid. They're like, don't talk to my kid this way. This is not okay. This is like the exact same thing as what happened in the other way with Dylan. Again, breaking up the kerfuffle because he's having an important life moment and someone's upset, and then they're like, I think he's trying to leave. John Cena's trying to leave. Dusty's like, don't leave.
He starts telling everyone that he loves them.
Yeah, he's like, I love you, Adriana, because she called him a tit.
Yep.
And he was being told to bring the hammer down, so he goes, I love you. I love you, Roger.
This is a very confusing day for this little girl, by the way.
Yeah.
Things are just happening to her.
Yeah. He's like, I love you, Roger. I love Pop-Pop. I love Brad. Heartwarming scene. It was great. And then Roger's still not going for it. He's like,
Don't forget that he almost says I love you to Kurt. And then he just doesn't. He's like, we're not there yet.
Yeah, he's like, we're not there yet. They're like, settle on a birthday, I love you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, Roger goes to walk out. And then, well, I don't know what the song's called. It's the one about Christmas in Africa that gave the Dusty trauma beforehand.
Yeah.
yeah,
so Brad starts singing, and like, there was already like an a cappella group there from before, like when they entered the cinema, so like they join in, they're all singing, and Roger's like, I love this song.
Yeah, so he stays for now. He's still on the fence,
and this magically fixes everything as well. Like, everyone,
it's a Christmas
just gets
miracle
in the spirit, and it's like
the power comes back.
Yep, they join in singing, everyone has their moment, and then
Brad's giving a fucking speech, having a monologue.
Mm-hmm. And then John Cena starts singing as well.
Yeah.
And then a kissing line forms for Dylan.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a, I actually thought it was a little bit funny.
Yeah, well, I said, okay.
Only a certain I thought it was weird.
I didn't say what happened. I just wrote, okay, that part's funny. because right before that, I wrote, I fucking hate this movie.
Yeah. So, like, there's a... Dylan's standing there with his sisters, I guess. And then Casey's in the line. Casey kisses Dylan. And then behind Casey is, like, a long line of girls. And they're all lining up to kiss Dylan. Which I thought was a little bit weird because they're weird. Really young. and then this little kid, this little boy just like pokes his head out from the line and he's got like this grin on his face.
He's
and
got I thought that grin was perfect. It was. That kid's the best part of this movie by far.
The grin was really good.
It was pretty funny. I did like that part.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they do the goodbyes at the airport, and then Adriana, she loves Don. She says goodbye to Don, and they have like a nice moment. And then Kurt and Dusty, they have their goodbye kiss.
They do.
Yep.
They after Don
and Brad,
they have a really long extended kiss.
Yeah.
Which was great. I loved that part.
Yeah. And then they're off. And then bloody grandma's coming to visit now. And she comes down the escalator with Sully Sullivan.
Yeah.
That like famous
pilot landed the plane on the Hudson.
Yeah. So he's like he's Brad's new stepdad. And Brad is not happy.
Yeah. He has a little conundrum. You're not my dad.
Yeah. He has like a... Yeah, big... I don't want to say conniption. That's your thing. I don't say conniption. I've never said conniption. This is the first time I'm saying it in my life. But every time I'm with you and I'm thinking of like a conniption, I'm thinking of saying it, but I'm like, that's not me. That's Alex's thing. I don't want to say conniption.
Dude, you just say conniption. It's a great word. It's a great word and describes accurately what it is.
I'll come around to it.
Yeah.
Basically,
it's a thing. It's kind of an earned thing.
He throws like a tantrum.
You gotta earn the right to say conniption by saying it once and committing to it.
Yeah. I'm just not there yet. I'll save it for birthdays.
Yeah.
And that's Finn.
I like that. That was funny.
Yeah, I'm funny in this fucking movie.
Yeah.
That's a lie. And then we have like a post-credit scene of Don yapping at the nativity scene again. It's not funny.
I didn't watch it. I checked out at that point. I turned the movie off.
Yeah, I always check for the end credit scene just in case.
If I'm had a feeling you review were going
something,
to.
I got
to
get all the way in.
Sorry, if you can hear my drawer, I was putting my notepad away.
Yep. That's the movie.
That's the movie.
That is the movie.
What a fucking great movie.
All right. So, if you had to, you know, pull just like a moment from this movie, that's your favorite part, you know, the part of the movie that got you through it and made it all worth it. What is it?
I like the parts where Will Ferrell and John Lithgow kiss.
Mm-hmm.
I liked when they first met each other at the airport, and I liked the little boy. And I feel like there's another scene I'm missing in my head that I can't remember that I liked, but I'll just go with that.
Okay. You got to pick a favorite.
I like the kissing.
It was really funny.
It was really funny the first time. It kind of wore out its welcome. The first one got me real rude.
Yeah, the first one was really good.
It is funny though. Every time it is funny, it's just not as funny as the first time.
Yeah. I feel like it would need to happen like 3 or 4 more times for it to get funny again. Like that annoying friend that just keeps saying the same word.
Yeah.
Over and over again. Like by the 15th time they say something.
It gets funny again.
And then right after that, it's just anger.
Yeah, it's just annoying once again.
Yeah.
You need that perfect balance.
Yeah. What about your least favorite part?
It's probably the coffee part. Probably the kid drinking coffee.
Yeah.
And the musical at the end. I hated it. I hated it so much. It filled me with rage. I wanted to fucking smash everything around me. I can't handle other people being happy.
It was just so...
so forced.
Like, it was so forced and so fake.
Yeah.
And, like, that just magically solves all their problems. Like, it was just the worst.
I didn't think the part where Dusty said "I love you" to Adriana was bad. I just hated everything that followed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the musical.
So
that sucked.
The coffee was the coffee bit was the.
Yeah, I feel like that's got to be my least favorite part. That made me feel terrible.
No, I felt it too.
What about you? Favorite and least favorite?
So my favorite part, it was between the way that Brad was bowling. I thought that was really funny. I really liked it.
Nice, nice.
And the way that Brad spilled cocoa all over himself.
I completely missed that part, and I pretty much missed the part where he was bowling too. I did see him throw it high once.
Yeah, he does it a couple of times.
Yeah.
Let me get you a time code for the for spilling the cocoa.
Okay, let me see this.
I think it's it's just before the bowling thing. Go to it's like 46:35. But it's 46:35. Like... it's really good.
Why did he do that? Oh, that is good. I like that. That's funny.
And then it's like my two favorite scenes. They happen within like a minute of each other. Like if you watch the rest of that scene, the new scene starts with Brad bowling.
I did hear you laugh, but I wasn't sure if you were laughing at Liza in the background or you were laughing at the movie.
It's such a stupid thing to like as well. Like, it's such a fucking Gen X joke. I just thought it was really good.
It was funny. I like it.
I'd have to say the cocoa, though. Like, that's my favorite of the two.
That's great. That's a great scene.
Yeah, I'm really sorry you missed it in the moment.
Nah, that's okay. You know what? It was one of the only things worth seeing in the movie, and I missed it.
Yeah. You gotta pay attention, man.
I was trying to fucking write shit down.
Yeah, me too.
Because this movie is rapid fire, but nothing happens.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that's fair to say nothing happens, but everything happens so much, but it takes so much for everything to just... for something relevant to the plot to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So, my least favorite part of this movie... it was between the ending song and the chainsaw scene.
Oh, that's right. I don't think the chainsaw scene upset me as much as the scenes I mentioned, but that was pretty bad, especially, and the snow plow thing as well. That upset me too.
Yeah. I think it's got to be the ending music scene.
That was
like
horrible.
It.
That was such so shit.
I was just so uncomfortable.
What, you don't like seeing little kids kiss? You don't like that part?
Well, that I wasn't super comfortable with that either.
What part made you uncomfortable?
I don't know. Just like the fake sort of like...
the speech that Will Ferrell gave really ticked me off.
There's that, and then, like, when Megan starts getting into the singing as well, and, like, how close up the camera is to her face, like, while she's singing. It just made me feel so uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, I did get that. I looked away because it made me feel uncomfortable too. I was looking at it, I'm like, this is too much. So I just looked away and went back to my notes.
Looked away.
Yeah. It was too much.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
I forgot about that part. I just erased it from my brain. It was too traumatic.
Oh, man. Okay.
Okay.
If someone was going to enjoy this movie, what is our recommendation of what they should do to enjoy the movie?
Drinking game, but you have to be smashed beforehand.
I'm so glad you said that. Because if you're going to watch this movie and you want to enjoy it, you should watch this movie back to back with the first movie. You should go straight from Daddy's Home 1 to Daddy's Home 2 and start the drinking game with Daddy's Home 1 and stop when this movie starts.
Can we do that next Christmas? Enjoy the ride. Can we do that next Christmas?
Next Christmas. That could be our Christmas special. Oh, no. Yeah, okay.
Oh, that sounds amazing. But yeah, also sounds like torture. I feel like that point it would be long enough where we'll like forget what happened. Maybe we'll enjoy this movie a little bit more.
I think it'll be funnier the second time around, especially if we're sourced.
Oh,
I think the first
sure.
one's going to be pretty painful.
Oh, probably, but...
Because we'll be... I think it'll be fun because we'll be trying to find the drinking moments.
Yeah.
I'm just going to quickly Google Daddy's Home drinking game.
I'm sure there's something.
Wow, there's a whole website for it. Okay. We can do shots of soju, I guess. Or like sips of beer. Not sure. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can do soju, two movies.
Okay. Maybe we can just have like little cups of beer or something like that. Oh, no. No. These rules are fucked.
What are we about?
Drink every time someone says dad.
Oh.
Drink twice if they said stepdad. Every time someone gets punched, drink twice if it's a girl. A bedtime story is told. Hannibal Buress talks.
I'll drink to that.
Chuma attacks Brad. Oh, yeah, what happened with Chuma?
Oh, yeah.
They said Chuma was going to live, like, for a really long time because he looks fucked up, but he's not old. He's, like, really young.
Yeah.
What the hell, movie?
Maybe the That's actual bullshit. Dog... Maybe the actual dog died.
Yeah, maybe. I'm... In the 2 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that dog looked like it was on death's door.
Yeah, it really did.
Drink twice when Brad cries.
Yep.
When Dusty is shirtless.
Okay.
A celebrity cameo is made, like the NBA players and the WWE superstars. Someone gets served on the dance floor.
Okay.
And someone says Ford Flex.
Ford Flex?
Yeah.
That's the car, right? That they drive the little bit.
I think so, maybe. So that's drink and then take a shot. So we could do shots of soju for this one.
Yeah.
When bad CGI is used on Will Ferrell and a girl gets kicked in the balls.
Okay.
And it says drink responsibly. It's so funny there's a whole website for this. The website is called drinkinggamezone.com if you're interested in looking up some drinking games for any movies that you want to watch.
Check out drinkinggamezone.com. Show some love.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry if you're not Shut up.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry if you're not super into like drinking culture type stuff, but I don't know. I think it's
can be fun.
Yeah.
Can be fun.
In moderation. I think
in moderation. Fun. Everything in moderation. Should do a meth game.
No thanks.
Stinker.
Alright, so that's how you should enjoy the movie. You should play the Daddy's Home drinking game for the first movie and then just take a break in the second movie. You're welcome. Now that's over with, Alex, what are you going to rate this movie?
I'm giving this movie a 3 out of 10.
Ooh.
I was really painful to get through, and it was funny at parts, but it wasn't funny enough for this to be just like an average movie. This was a below average movie that I'd never want to watch again.
Yeah.
That made me hurt and feel terrible. And after the movie was finished, I didn't even have the energy to do this podcast. It just sucked all the life out of me.
We took a break.
We did take a break. We took a little break after this. I needed a little break. I had to get myself a Pepsi Max to refresh myself.
Yeah, cheeky Pepsi Mac.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad.
What about you? What did you give this movie?
Okay, so my rating has fluctuated a lot. Like, the more I think about it, I don't know. I've seen way worse movies. I really have.
You know, I don't know if I actually have seen way worse than this. This is pretty bad for me.
I've seen way worse movies.
If this is a 3, the intern's like a 3.54.
Okay. I started off my rating at 2.5. And then I thought, that's a bit harsh. I had a couple of goofs in there. And I didn't think it was as bad as Morbius. Like, Morbius was bad, but it had some redeeming qualities because it was so bad. So this one's kind of in a weird zone where, like, it was just unenjoyable, but I didn't think the movie was as bad, like, badly put together as Morbius. So I gave it a 3.5.
Ooh.
Because I think... No.
That's fair. I think
comedy movies are hard to pull off.
That's true.
But, you know...
Given the track work, I mean, Will Ferrell did a good thing with his part. He's not the writer, obviously, so I can't even fault him.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Will Ferrell's got a good track record. He's a funny guy, but...
He's been in some stinkers as well. Like, he has? I think he just does whatever he wants, like... Like, sometimes it's going to be really funny. Like, he just takes risks with those sorts of things. Like, yeah, that'll probably be a fun time. I'll act in that one.
Okay.
Probably pull that off. Like, you think about, like, Blades of Glory and Zoolander. Like...
Good movies.
Well...
Yeah.
I think if you rewatch them now, you'd be like, dude, this is good for nostalgia purposes, but...
I actually have rewatched them recently. Blades of Glory, worse than Zoolander. Zoolander's funny. Zoolander's genuinely really funny.
Yeah, it is.
It's so stupid, but it knows it's stupid and it does it so well.
Yeah.
Blades of Glory is stupid. It teeters on like a little bit too stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I get a little bit bored with it.
Yeah. So I think... He just takes risks with those movies.
Yeah.
And sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. Like, I could totally see a universe where Step Brothers didn't work.
Another great movie. It wasn't
like a huge sensation.
I rewatched that not that long ago either.
Why are you watching so many Will Ferrell movies?
I think it was just something on in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Some movies I've seen before.
Okay.
I don't know, likes to eat, watch a movie with dinner, so, yeah.
Okay, yeah, those were our ratings. That's an average rating of 3.25, which I think that's fair.
That's fair.
I think that's
I can't believe this was on IMDb. This is rated the same as the first one, which is
I saw that too. I was really surprising.
Surprising, yeah.
We might be being significantly worse, harsh on the movie because we do these recordings like at night, and we watched the first movie last week. So maybe we've had like a big day or whatever, but whatever.
Hasn't had time to digest. Maybe. I mean, I wasn't in a bad mood.
I'm just thinking about other movies that I've rated slightly higher that I thought were worse movies that I'm probably gonna readjust.
Hey, that's the thing. You know, this is a subjective ratings. This is our own personal opinions. They're also subject to change. You know, you can change your mind on something. You can say one thing and sometimes maybe not mean it a little bit later. Or maybe you meant it at the time, but you've changed your mind. That's a perfectly normal thing to do. Did you hear that?
I did.
This has been Who Watches Us. I've been Alex.
What are you doing, man?
Sorry. I don't know.
You can't just fart and then try to outro.
I thought that was the perfect time to outro.
you can't just keep farting and go, okay, time to outro. That's perfect. It's such fucking lazy comedy.
Hey, but you're laughing.
We didn't even say the next movie, you fucking goober.
Oh, yeah. All right, cut that.
Yeah, shut up. This is my... I'm steering this ship, all right?
Sorry.
All right, so... we got another movie coming up. I've got a movie in mind, but next week is a special episode because it'll be the second time we're having a guest on the show because it'll be the 10th episode.
Yeah, right.
Fucking Discord messages, hang on. Distracting as hell. Oh, it's from one of the listeners. Oh, okay. It's from one of our listeners.
Do they know we're recording right now?
They don't know we're recording right now, but I think they'll know who they are.
I think I know who they are. Maybe.
Yeah, I think when they listen to this, they'll think, was it me? Did I send a message at 12:30 a.m.?
12:26 to be precise.
Leave a comment if you think it was you. But let's get into this next movie, okay?
Okay.
It's the next one. We got a guest. And I thought, last time we had a guest on, we had Matt on. And I think it went down really well. It was nice having a third person on and getting their takes and perspectives.
Yeah, I really liked that dynamic.
Mm-hmm. But I think it was like a good movie.
Yeah.
Or like it was a little bit more of a serious and slow-paced movie, and I think maybe that dynamic doesn't work out too much. I do want to watch good movies on this podcast, like movies I've always wanted to watch, right?
Are you sure?
But right now keep I'm suggesting... in my goof era, and I know the guest that's coming on is a little bit of a goofball as well.
Mm.
So, next week, we are watching Baywatch.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
What's up? You don't seem excited about Baywatch.
Nah, that's cool.
That's cool. You don't like Zac Efron's?
I have no strong opinions on Zac Efron.
You don't like The Rock?
I don't really have... I mean, I have an opinion about The Rock. I like the way he flexes his eyebrows.
Oh my god, this movie came out in 2017 as well.
Wow.
Who else is in this?
I like the way The Rock plays the same character in every movie.
Yeah, he just plays The Rock. Alexandra Daddario. Where have I seen this person before? Oh, Texas Chainsaw.
I think she's in other stuff.
Percy Jackson. Oh, she's in San Andreas, which also has The Rock in it, and that movie sucked.
I haven't seen that movie before.
That movie sucked. I think I've seen her in other stuff, though.
I've seen When We First Met. I have seen the show Last Man on Earth.
American Horror Story.
Sure. Lots of stuff.
New Girl.
She's in New Girl?
True Detective. That might be it, actually. If it's the first season. That might be it. I'm not sure. I started the second season. I kind of fell off. I need to get back into that. Well, fucking anyway. Let us know what you thought of this movie. I want to get everyone. can you not cough during the intro, like the outro?
Sorry.
Yeah, you can mute your microphone when you cough.
Can't.
Alrighty. Thank you so much for listening. And you know what? I want to hear your opinions on this movie, on Daddy's Home 2. What did you give it out of 10? And why did you do this to yourself? If you watched this movie, we told you not to do it.
Yeah.
But then we said you should. You should watch the movies back to back. So
yeah,
I don't know. And a bit of a contradiction there.
Did you say if you watched Daddy's Home since the last one, let us know?
No, I didn't say that.
But if you have watched Daddy's Home since the last episode, let us know. Let us know what you thought of that.
Yeah.
And this one. And if you watched it smashed.
It might cut out a little bit as well.
Oh, is that shit? Hello?
Yeah, it's good.
What?
So yeah, rate and subscribe and like and comment and Apple Podcasts, Spotify and YouTube if you don't know as well. Like, we've got YouTube videos that we put up for these that just have like little clips and photos clips and screenshots from the movie that give a little bit more context. Like if we're describing something and we're doing a bad job, I'll throw up a quick little image there. So yeah,
it also adds another layer to it. I genuinely think it makes it a lot funnier.
Yeah, and I think it's easier to leave comments in that sort of format as well. Like, I genuinely want to hear what you think of the movie.
If I'm checking comments on anything, it's on YouTube.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool, thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed, and I'll see you guys next time. All right, Alex, cue the fart now.
I don't have any loaded.
Oh, man.
I don't have any ready to go.
You were supposed to come in clutch there. That's really, really disappointing. No, it's gone. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Do it so slow. Yeah, but you don't do the same tempo.